This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Kendra DiColo, author of I Am Not Trying to Hide My Hungers from the World, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Saida Agostini reading Black Aphrodite Entertains a Mortal Lover for Renee. If you can remember nothing else, no, I am happy in this ugly little house. I have a mustache, chapped lips, eat naked in front of dirty windows. I never worry about who may pass by to witness the blessing of my flesh all purple and growing. I'm fat with love. Freedom has made me bigger. I don't long to be adored. Truth be told, my wife won't worship me. My altar's abandoned, my children half wild, screaming demigods. My sisters refuse to know me, grimace thin lip smiles as I pass by. But I'm not sorry. You wouldn't be either. Listen, I play Marvin Gaye the few days I clean, Aretha when I rush my wife to bed. And in those few hours before Apollo rushes his chariot, dragging a belligerent sky to the sun, she holds all of me, vast and ordinary. No spells or runes to bind her. We grow our own religion. I am bored of these stories that drag out my breathless allure, the way men whip themselves into foolish frenzy for the pleasure of consuming a goddess, as if it were not a shop-worn, tired thing. What good is your desire? I want to be known for nothing but me, a fat, black, happy woman who gave no fucks. Tell that history. About this poem. Who would I be if I knew nothing but love? This poem is one response to this question. In a time when Black women and femmes across the globe are so constantly reviled, ignored, or objectified, imagining a world that actively loves me as I am felt revelatory. It came in response to James Baldwin's edict that we must always turn away from despair. This poem finds a fat Black woman reveling in her love and pleasure, turning from any gaze but her own. It is a prayer of sorts, a reminder to keep turning toward hope, a remembrance of the worlds we make for each other.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.